Hundreds of Milwaukeeans ride the bus every day to their jobs in Waukesha County, but the funding that helps pay for the routes will dry up in a couple years. So county leaders are spreading the word about the route's successes in hopes the service will continue and even grow. WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports on two particular bus lines that have been quite popular.
Milwaukee leaders often call for businesses to create more jobs in the central city. Yet until that dream comes to fruition, hundreds of residents are finding work miles from home and using county buses to get there.
Route 6 starts around Port Washington Road in Capitol, just down Capitol, south on Mayfair, Blue Mound to Brookfield Square Mall, and then south on Moreland. So that's an easy one.
That's Brendan Conway of the Milwaukee County Transit System. He's describing Route 6 that carries workers to industrial parks in New Berlin, while a second route, number 61, heads from the central city to Menominee Falls.
It's just a regular fare, so it's a per ride, it's a $2.25 cash or $1.75 with our M card, the smart card. Most people buy a monthly pass, which is $64.
I would actually really spend a lot of money, I think, if I had to pay people gas to get here.
Antonisha Davis is a young Milwaukee mother who works at FedEx. She doesn't have a car and says asking people for a ride to her job in New Berlin isn't a viable option.
Especially with our peak season being the end of the year, it's pretty cold. A lot of people don't have good running cars in the wintertime. So it's even better in the wintertime to have a dependable ride that's always going to run regardless to get to work.
Davis says another plus to the route she takes is that it makes limited stops.
Any other bus route, I think the stops at every stop would be 2 to 2.5 hours to get here, and they kind of sum it up into an hour, hour and a half at the most.
What helps pay for lines 6 and 61 is a legal settlement a couple organizations won. MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, was among the groups that sued the Wisconsin Department of Transportation as it launched its huge zoo interchange project. They successfully argued that it discriminated against people without cars by not including improvements to public transit. The Reverend Willie Briscoe of MICA says the two bus lines have proven to be a success by transporting about 1,000 people a day to jobs at 150 businesses. Yet Briscoe warns the service could be at risk after the settlement money dries up.
I can't implore to you more that we are going to try as hard as we can to make these bus routes go beyond the next 2 years. That is needed if we're going to grow as a state, we're going to grow as a community, and if we're going to end the disparities that exist.
Briscoe says if riders and their employers prove the bus lines are indispensable, supporters could make a powerful case to the state to help fund the service. He's hopeful that the routes could lead to something even bigger.
We need a comprehensive transit authority somewhere in this state. When you go to New York, D.C., and all those areas, you've got trains, buses, subway, and people use them to go to work, shopping, school. That's what we need in Wisconsin, and this could be the beginning of that.
Briscoe and officials from Milwaukee and Waukesha counties met Tuesday to announce a marketing effort designed to spread the word about the bus routes linking city neighborhoods with industrial parks. The plan includes changing the names of the bus lines from the mundane Route 6 and 61 to job lines. The county will also wrap some buses with colorful ads promoting the service and feature signage in bus shelters. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.